Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is conducting 12 30-minute interviews with local residents in the Harvey area. The series is called Your Stories, Our Community 2024. The volunteers that have agreed to be interviewed come from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences. The recorded interviews will be played on HCR 96.5 FM twice per week over a 12-week period, and the local audio content preserved as a historical recording for future generations. Volunteer HCR 96.5 FM announcers will conduct the interviews, and station manager Ian Taylor will coordinate the project and is the producer of the recordings. HCR 96.5 FM is thankful for the financial support for the project provided by Albemarle and the Shire of Harvey.
Hello everyone, my name is Angela Vitaloni and this is Harvey Community Radio, Your Story, Our Community 2024, and today's special guest is Marina Princi. Ciao Marina, come stai?
Ciao Angela, bene, grazie.
Allora, thank you for coming today, and let's start straight away with some questions. So we just hope to know you a bit better and know your story. So, Marina, you were born in Italy.
I was born in Italy. I was born in 1947, and I came out to Australia when I was nearly four. So, it was I don't remember an awful lot about Italy.
Okay. Obviously, you were still little. You were only 4 years old.
Yeah,
You came over with mum and dad and your little brother back then.
I came over with my mother, actually. My dad was here already. He had come the previous year. He came out in 1950 and then brought mum, myself and my brother Dom out as well. And we travelled with my mum's sister, Christina, and her three children. And it took a month of travel across to from Italy to Australia.
Yeah. So do you remember any little bit of the trip or any particular thing on the trip, or do you remember any story that your mum used to tell you about the trip?
Well, the only thing I can actually recollect about my trip, because I was obviously very young, but the main thing, and this is one of my very first memories, the main thing I recollect about the trip was I think my mother had said we'd left from Messina, and we travelled through, must have been through the Panama Canal, canals, because I could distinctly remember in my mind's eye dark African guys with big Panama hats on, and that's one of my very first memories of as a very young person.
Yeah, okay. And you obviously come from Italy, from Calabria, so can you tell me a little bit about the regione and your town?
Yes, I come from Reggio Calabria, a little place, a little town in the mountains called Elianova, and it's a beautiful little town. I have been back several times, in fact, quite a few times now. I can't remember the amount of times I've been back, because I feel very connected to that little town. Yeah. Obviously, my instincts kick in when I actually go to my Zia's house, because I still have a living Zia who is going to be 100 this year.
Yes.
So the air must be beautiful in Elianova.
Yeah, maybe it's in the air. Yes. So, Marina, obviously you don't remember a lot of the town, Elianova, back in the days, but do you remember how was Perth, how was Australia when you came? Like, and especially like maybe your first year of school, like how was growing up in Australia from an immigrant family?
As an immigrant, when we actually landed in Australia, we went and lived with a cousin of my mother's just till we found some rental property. And these cousins were very, very generous with us and very good. And they seemed to collect families support families from our town especially. And we weren't the first ones they supported. And one of my memories, again, as a very young child, was that we were in this big house and there was a lot of adults and a lot of young kids, a lot of young children, because even just with my auntie, Mazia Cristina's, and myself and my brother, there was five little kids in that house apart from whoever else was in there. But I do remember that we at any dinner or any meal we had, the young ones, the little ones would have to sit on, because this family had a fruit and veggie shop, they had crates, fruit crates, and we'd be sitting on the fruit crates okay. because they didn't have enough seats for to support everybody, and they insisted that we sit on something, so okay. we sat on these fruit crates.
Oh,
yeah,
that's very cute.
But I remember that distinctly. Yeah,
just yeah. Get so together with all this family. And Marina, how was with obviously the language? So you came from Italy, just speaking Italian, and then you come to a new country and school. So school. You went to school and all these kids talking in English around you. So how did you manage?
Initially, we had this family had took me and myself to school with their four kids. Once I got probably a year into the time we migrated, I started school, and this family had four grown up young women, and they. Or young kids, and they took us to school with them, took me to school with them. I don't recollect very much because I went to a school in Vic Park at that time, okay. but I don't recollect very much about that part of it. But I do remember that in my school years, the Italian that I knew was dialect. It was my
okay.
dialect.
Yes.
It wasn't the proper Italian. And I used to speak it articulately, like I would pronounce things a bit more, but they were all wrong in some form or way, because it was dialect. It wasn't your proper Italian. But anyway, I remember I changed schools about four times because we had to move around a little bit. So I went to four different schools. My third school, I would have been probably in grade 4 or 5. And, there was a lot of Italian migrants coming to okay. the school. I learnt English quite well, quite quickly, mm-hmm. but there were a lot of Italian migrants in that school, and any time a new lot would come in, the headmaster would call me in and say, Marina Princi, could you please come and interpret for us, you know? So it was really funny, because I wasn't very good in English, but I must have been better than some of those others, you know, which was lovely. And then these people became our family friends as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we yeah. interconnected because it was only a small place at that time.
That's really good. Well done, Marina.
Yeah, no worries.
So, and then when you went home, Marina, so with CA and CO. With your mum and dad. So were you speaking Italian or dialect, or were you trying to teach them English as well? Because yes. a lot of the immigrants haven't learned English, or yes. they only learn the basic. Yeah. Or how
you mean when I went home from school?
When home, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when I'd go home from school, yeah. I'd try my English on my parents. In actual fact, both my parents learnt English very well, and both my mum and my dad could actually read it as well. By the time they were, before I left home when I got married, I guess, they were very, very good with their English. They'd communicate in English. So we spoke dialect at home around the kitchen table when we were having our dinner. We would speak in dialect, yeah. you know, because my father would insist that we speak in our own language. And but as we grew older, you know, we kind of diverted a little bit. Like anything else, yes. things eventuate and grow and become different. But my parents, I remember my father always going and buying Il Globo. And also the West Australian.
Okay.
And he'd read one paper and then he'd read the other paper. So he was very well learnt. You know, he taught himself a lot of, you know.
Yeah. Oh, no, very good. So, Marina, obviously you only remember a little bit about the Lianova when you were little, but is there something that you miss of that, of Calabria or the little town? I know you went a few times and we'll talk a little bit later more, but anything you miss?
Well,
from the little town and the family.
I go back from time to time, and I'm hoping to go back again. But I do miss the connection. I don't know what it is about returning to Delia Nova every time I return, but I feel like I am home.
Yes.
You get a sense of being, a sense of deja vu, if you like, because I feel like, oh, you know, this is the place my heart really is. I am a naturalised Australian now, and I have been because I was naturalised once my parents got naturalised, because they did when I was underage. But I've always felt that Italian connection, that especially from that little town.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't miss driving through those mountains,
yes,
because it makes, yeah, me a little ill.
Yeah.
But I get motion sickness. But, you know, by the time I get there, I'm fine and I'm jumping around out of my skin, you know, and especially family
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
The family there is like my family here,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Now, I like you say you feel like you're home.
Yeah, that's, I'm home. Yeah, I'm home. I'm really home
feeling.
When I.
Yeah.
It's just an exceptional feeling that you either feel it or you don't.
Yes.
You know.
That's
and
right.
I guess like any migrant.
Yes.
You know, you do. You've got that sense of, oh, geez, I'm home. You know, there's things that perhaps you don't connect to, but I love being there, and then walking through those streets with my cousins, you know, and little streets, and everybody saying hello. It's such a communal, beautiful communal little town that everybody welcomes you.
Yes, yes. So, Marina, you were saying before, like, you, all those family, like all those students at school become your friends after, and you sort of had a sense of community, small community. And I know a lot of the Italian family used to go to the Italian clubs and have all these events. So were you one of those family?
Like, we were part of that community as well. You know, we used to, anything that was going on, my parents would try and connect with, you know, and we would have that part of it. And then the other part of it was also my parents used to have a club, a card night,
okay,
once every couple of weeks with their Italian friends, you know.
Yeah.
And so we had that as well, because then the children played, the women gossiped, if you like, in their own way, and the men played their cards. They played their scupa and their briscola, and really, you know, and it was a fun night for all. It was, you know, the kids would be enjoying themselves, the women and the men would be enjoying themselves, and it was a connection between the migrants, because it was not only Calabresi or Delianovesi people, it was Napoletani and it was Abruzzesi, and, you know, it was we had friends in from many of those, that had migrated, and these were the kids that I kind of got started speaking at school, you know, like I helped out with connecting them with the English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right, Marina, we're just going to stop for a second, and you have a beautiful song. Now, tell me the name of the song you chose, and I know it's Toto Cutugno, a big artista italiano.
Yeah.
And tell me why this song.
Why this song? I used to pick up my grandchildren from school, and I'd go to two schools at some stage. You know, sometimes I'd go to two schools, or even when I used to take them out somewhere, because as young ones, grandparents connect with their grandchildren. They'd be in the car, and I'd put my playlist on, and I'd play my playlist. And then when it came to this particular song, they'd all start singing, and the noise and the song. And they do not speak Italian, my grandchildren, but yet they connect with this song. And they wanted to know what it says and what it meant, and I tried to explain what the song was all about, you know, and they absolutely loved it. And so we play it quite a lot. And only the other day I was in the car with my sister and a young cousin who's here at the moment, Roberto, and I was doing, we had my sister's little grandson with us, and Roberto was trying to connect Arlo with this song, which was wonderful, absolutely wonderful. A little three-year-old again, you know.
Good. So the song is L'Italiano.
L'Italiano.
È cantato da Toto Cutugno. Allora l'ascoltiamo. We listen to this beautiful song.
Okay.
Lasciatemi cantare Con la chitarra in mano, lasciatemi cantare. Sono un italiano. Buongiorno Italia, gli spaghetti al dente. E un partigiano come presidente. Con l'autoradio sempre nella mano destra, un canarino sopra la finestra. Buongiorno Italia con i tuoi artisti, con troppa America sui manifesti, con le canzoni, con amore, con il cuore, con più donne sempre meno suore. Buongiorno Italia, buongiorno Maria, con gli occhi pieni di malinconia. Buongiorno Dio, sai che ci sono anch'io. Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano. Lasciatemi cantare una canzone piano piano. Lasciatemi cantare perché ne sono fiero. Sono un italiano vero. Che non si spaventa, con la crema da barba la menta, con un vestito gessato sul blu e l'amo viola la domenica in TV. Buongiorno Italia col caffè ristretto, le calze nuove nel primo cassetto, con la bandiera in tintoria e una 600 giù di carrozzeria. Buongiorno Italia, buongiorno Maria, con gli occhi pieni di malinconia. Buongiorno Dio, lo sai che ci sono anch'io. Lasciatemi cantare con la chitarra in mano. Lasciatemi italiano vero. Sono fiero, sono un italiano, un italiano vero.
Okay, so this is still Happy Community Radio e io sono Angela in compagnia di Marina. E allora, qualche altra domanda, Marina? A few more questions. I just love to know you better. So we're talking a lot about our language. Obviously, we love speaking Italian or dialetto. And so who do you speak to? Like, do you still use the dialetto with your family or friends?
Unfortunately, very rarely at the moment, because since my own parents passed away, it was really hard to stay connected with the language because my siblings all speak English and we all turn to the English language. But I still have a cousin who actually will talk to me in Italian, and we talk in dialect all the time, and I talk with this particular cousin in Italian all the time. And unfortunately it's beginning to get lost, although I must say some of my children will pick up on stories and pick up on things that we say. I haven't got any particular saying that I can actually remember.
Yeah, well, We'll come to that. Now, Marina, what does your culture, cultural language and heritage means to you? And how do you preserve it, like with your family, like language, food, music, or different celebration?
Yeah. Yeah, like I said before, with music, I just play Italian music anyway, and it's really a lovely way to stay connected. And my language means a lot to me. In actual fact, I had been watching certain things on Netflix, for instance, on TV, that were in Italian, and it kind of reignites your memory about the words, and it does keep you in touch with the Italian language, you know, by doing, by reading, by watching, by seeing, by hearing. It does do it. I cook a lot in Italian, I must say. My cooking is basically Italian. It's basically the foods that my mother used to cook. I'm no Michelin chef like some people, but I do love cooking. I do love cooking. I love baking. I used to always bake my own zambiglioni cake for my kids' birthdays. So, there's a big connection with food and even with some of my grandchildren, they love their pasta and they love anything to do with the Italian culture. So, yeah, it's still moving. It's moving to the next generation.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. So now, Marina, this is the part that I like. So are you able to provide us with some words spoken in Italian and then interpreted in English? And like you said, have you got some special words that, yes, we were just talking before. So yeah, there's so many phrases or words. And,
all right, okay. Okay, well,
so something that you use all the time.
Okay, I don't use it all the time, but I remember one thing Mum used to say every time it was lightning or winter or stormy and there was lightning and thunder. She'd go Santa Barbara, you know. So that was it was like she was praying to Saint Barbara to please stop this lightning or to please stop this from going on. I remember her saying that. Another thing, I can't think of another thing.
So do you use the focume or Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia, I say it all the time. Oh, Mamma Mia, okay. I say it to my grandchildren. Yeah. What, you know, che fai, you know. And focume and all that is used constantly and they go, what did you say? Or no, you know.
Yeah. So, Marina, I have a special word that I can't translate. I never use it in English. I don't think I never call it titel. For me, it's always been a mappina. So do you have a word that you just use and you just now it's been part of your vocabulary? Like you don't even use it
think in about it. I can't think of one.
Do you use mappina all the time or you actually say titel?
I've converted to titel.
Oh, you're so good, Angela. Then. Yeah. You're better than me.
No, I've converted to titel. I'm afraid I don't. Rarely I'll throw in, and I do. I do it from time to time, and I'm finding that I'm doing it more as I'm getting older. Very rarely I throw in an Italian word. But to tell you right now on radio, I can't even think of one.
That's okay. Mm. That's all right, Marina. Marina, now, what do you think were the biggest challenges for your parents when they come to Australia? I mean, you were only child, so you know, you made friends and you went to school and you learned. But what do you think was hard for those old people?
The biggest challenge for any migrant back in those days was trying to provide for their children and provide, because my father went and worked, he worked away from home for a long, long time to be able to earn enough money just to pay the rent and pay for life in general, food and water and whatever else it was. But that's what I think was the biggest challenge back then, was for them to survive. You know, in those days, we had minimal of everything. I remember when, and that's another memory that I have. I remember in our first house, we didn't have a fridge. We did not have a fridge. We had an ice chest and the ice man would come and bring the ice.
Okay,
and he'd put the ice in the ice chest for us, you know. So we had very, very few commodities, you know, luxuries as you like, you know. But you know what? It was it you didn't feel like you missed out anyway.
Mm, yeah.
You didn't feel like you missed out because you were warm. You had the comfort of your parents' love. You had the comfort of all your cousins and aunties that were around. Your family was united in a sense. It became an extended family because my mum had two sisters that, and we'd get together on the weekends and we'd play music. And, you know, that was more joyful back then in those days than, you know, now, kind of the difference. Yes. The difference was huge.
Yes. So, yeah, so, and then some of the favourite reasons, like, why do you think they actually stay in Australia? Like, I know some of the first immigrants that were hoping to go back home or they planned to go back home and then they couldn't. But I know your mum and dad that came to Perth, that they just worked and enjoyed
they
life.
Did come to Perth.
Yeah, so they obviously experienced like they love Perth.
And they did love Perth, and you know they fitted in quite well because, like I said before, there was a lot of Italian community around us in different parts of Italy, a lot of different migrants from different parts of Italy, and we formed a community, and it became the normal for all of us. We did love, you know, like we had as four children because then Rose was born, but we had my young sister, but we had like a whole lot of people around us all the time helping us out, and we never ever, like I said, felt that like we've missed out, you know.
Okay, all right. And you were saying you go to Italy quite often when you can. Are you planning another trip, Marina?
Well, my auntie is 100 this year, and I've got another trip to go to before that, but hopefully I can make my auntie's 100th birthday. If I can even get there just for the day or the week or whatever, it'll be a blessing.
That will be lovely. Yes.
And because she's beautiful, and we all love her to bits, you know.
Yes, that's right. That's it. Well, thank you very much, Marina. Now, one more question. You have another song? So your second song was?
Well, Marina.
Yes,
we used to dance it at all the dances when we were young, and everybody used to get on the floor, I guess.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and you obviously your name, Marina. So
it's not the name. It's just the music. That music is beautiful song. Music too.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for coming, Marina.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Thank you. And this is Havi Community Radio, and 96.5 FM. Havi Community Radio, il tuo paese che parla. Ciao, Marina.
Ciao.
Sono innamorato di Marina, una ragazza mora ma carina, ma lei non vuol saperne del mio amore, cosa farò per conquistare il suo cuore? Un giorno la incontrai sola sola, il cuore mi batteva mille all'ora. Che la volevo amare, mi diede un bacio e l'amor sbocciò. Marina, 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 ti voglio al più presto sposa. Marina, 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 ti voglio al più presto sposa. Oh mia bella mora, oh no, non mi lasciare, non mi devi rovinare, oh no, 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 no. Oh mia bella mora, oh no, non mi lasciare, non mi devi rovinare, oh no, 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 no. We'll be right back.
Non mi devi rovinare.